Hello, this is Jeff Riddle, and this is another Jots and Tittles episode. I'm sitting here in the offices of the Trinitarian Bible Society in London, England, and I'm having the opportunity to talk to one of the persons who was here for the conference yesterday. It's Pastor Julio Benitez from Colombia. So, Pastor Julio, welcome to this podcast interview. Good to have you here.
Thank you, dear Pastor. It's a pleasure for me to be with you.
Great. Tell me now, you're a pastor in Colombia. What's the name of your church?
Yes, I'm one of the pastors of the La Gracia de Dios Reformed Baptist Church in Medellin.
And how long have you been in the ministry there?
21 years ago.
And you helped plant the church, or you were the church planter?
Yeah. Right now, we are planting 7 new churches in Colombia.
Wow. 7 Reformed Baptist churches in Colombia.
Yes, Reformed Baptist churches. It's a lot of work. It's so hard. But by the grace of God, we are working in that.
So you're planting 7 new churches. How many Reformed Baptist churches are there in Colombia?
I think that maybe 25 Reformed Baptist churches.
And do those 25 Reformed Baptist churches, do they have fellowship with one another, regular fellowship with one another?
Yes, I think so. I think so. We don't have an association but we are growing in fellowship.
Right.
Yes.
You're in addition to pastoring the church, you're also the president of a Reformed Baptist seminary in Colombia, right?
Yes. We have a Reformed Seminary in Medellin, and we are working with young men that come to Medellin, and also by internet, online program.
So it's, some of it is in person, where the students meet in person, and some of it is online. And the name of the seminary, and I may slaughter the Spanish pronunciation, so help me if I've messed it up a couple of times. Seminario Reformado Latinoamericano.
Okay, yes.
All right. Right. So when did that ministry begin?
I think that 22 years ago.
Wow. And how many students are enrolled in classes, either in person or online?
Yeah, in person we have maybe 36 students from many countries in Latin America and Spain. We have students from Argentina, Chile, Ecuador, Dominicana, Spain, Mexico.
Wow. Yeah. It's really an international seminary.
Yes, it is.
Right.
It is. And the online program, we have maybe 400 students.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, from many countries. Even USA, Spanish people, Latin people,
right,
from USA.
And all the classes are taught in Spanish, or if there are English-speaking teachers, it's translated into Spanish.
Yes. It's amazing that God is doing among us.
And what's the ministry like in Colombia? What are the needs, what are the spiritual needs of people in Colombia?
Wow, the people in Colombia have many spiritual needs. As you know, in Colombia we have a serious problem with drugs.
Mm.
Drugs, and I don't know how to say in English that narcotraficantes.
Mm-hmm. Narcotic trafficking.
Narcotic traffic is is a serious problem. Idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a.
How many Protestants are a minority? I'm guessing most people are nominally Roman Catholic.
Yeah, I think that 90% of the people is identify like Catholic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're here at the Trinitarian Bible Society meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously you hold to the traditional texts of Scripture.
Yeah.
And so, why do you think that's an important issue for Christians, for Reformed pastors and churches?
I think this is very important because many people, many Christians, for example, in Colombia and in Latin America, do not understand the Bible, and they are confused because one Bible says, for example, that God exists in three persons, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. But in another version of the Bible, they can't find this verse.
Mm.
And the people are confused because they said, why happened? What is happened?
Right.
What is the correct Bible?
Right.
And I think that Textus Receptus is a majority text, and confidence,
right,
and confident historic, and the people need the solid Bible,
yes,
not changing every year,
right, mm-hmm. Right. Thank you for that. TBS is coming out with a new Spanish translation. An update of the Reina Valera. The New Testament is completed, and they're working on the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a translation you think will be well used in Spanish-speaking countries?
Yes, I think so. I think so because Latin American Christian people are using Reina Valera 1960, and I think that is easy for the people to change,
right,
to new version. It's not new version.
It's what they're familiar with because it's the Reina Valera language.
Reina Valera, yes,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the people is waiting for this new version.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor Benitez, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. And it's been a pleasure to meet you, and I wish God's blessing upon you and your ministry.
Thank you, dear pastor, and I'm so sorry because my English is not very good.
You were excelente, in my opinion.
Oh, so. Muchas gracias.
De nada.
God bless you.
All right, God bless you. This is going to end this podcast. Thank you for listening.